You can make it?
Yes, sir. I've run messages before.
Have you ever outrun a Huron warrior before?
I've never been chased, but I saw a war party at a distance and hid until they passed by. I think I can manage, Sergeant.
Think? You think?
I'd be lying if I said I thought I was invincible.
Right.
Don't worry, Sergeant. I'll make it to Crown Point.
You're in my platoon. Of course I'll worry. When you get there, make sure you return with the reinforcements. Even if they take a week or two to leave Crown Point, you wait for them. Don't return on your own.
The Colonel will want to know that they are on their way.
The Colonel can wait. If you get there, consider it a gift from God. Don't tempt the devil with a return run on your own. Luck always runs out, boy. Never forget that. No matter who you are, luck always runs out. You understand me?
Yes, Sergeant.
What are you doing?
I was looking through the rubble. It used to be the powder magazine.
Why?
I thought I saw something in the rubble. And I was right.
What do you mean? You're supposed to be setting up at the camp kitchen.
I was, but I saw something that caught my eye.
What?
This.
Piece of paper?
The corner was sticking out from under a rock.
It's written in French. Do you read French?
No. I was hoping that you did.
Not me. Come connais-vous nous avons?
What do you suppose it says?
Probably says, whatever you do, don't strike a flint in this room.
It doesn't say that. Honestly, what do you think?
I think we need to get this camp kitchen set up.
Right. But what if it was for buried treasure?
That's ridiculous. Buried treasure.
Maybe they had treasure here at the fort. They were in a hurry when they abandoned it, and they buried it.
Why wouldn't they take it with them?
Because there was too much of it, and it weighed too much.
And they left a note so we would know where to find it?
He blew up before he could hide the note. Boom.
It's just a note to his family or something like that. Fell out of his pocket when he was supposed to light the fuse to destroy the fort.
Not as exciting, but I suppose you're right.
Let's go. We need to get the camp kitchen set up.
All right.
The repair to the barracks roof is coming along, Captain Taylor, but not as fast as I would like. The attacks we've endured have slowed the progress down considerably. I've heard of the ferocious winters in this part of the colonies. Is it as bad as they say?
Bad enough, but until you get a roof on those barracks, even a slight dusting of snow will be a major inconvenience.
Once my runner gets through to General Amherst at Crown Point, reinforcements should be forthcoming.
About that runner?
Yes.
I know my opinion doesn't account for much, being colonial militia, not a regular.
Come now, Captain Taylor. Your exploits as Chief of Scout are quite well known.
Well, I don't advise sending the runner overland.
The lake?
Yes, by canoe, at night. He would make it by dawn.
The Huron also travel by canoe, do they not?
Yes, but he will still stand more of a chance on the lake. My guess is that we're pretty much surrounded here. I'm sure they have eyes back on top of Rattlesnake Hill, and they're watching us from the woods. I'm not convinced they're also watching the lake up to Crown Point. And if they are, then they're looking for a large flotilla or ship. A canoe in the dead of night is mighty difficult to spot.
One man rowed all the way to Crown Point. What if he were attacked by Huron? At least if he were running, he has a better chance of outrunning them. But in a canoe, one Huron would be able to take a steady shot at him while others rowed the canoe. Something they could not do as easily on land.
With three men rowing, the odds are much better.
What three men?
Private Haywood, me, and Daggett-a-Witta.
I cannot spare three men, especially one being a captain. Now enough of this. I've given my order, and it stands.
Very good.
You say they are back atop Rattlesnake Hill?
I don't know for a fact, but I would bet my land on the Hudson on it.
But no more guns. We still haven't determined if those French officers were leading a small band or a regiment. The question is, do they have additional artillery that they can move to the top of that hill?
They might, but now that they know we've got a gun that can hit their position, I think they'll be content with using the top of the hill for spying, and spying only.
You say they are watching us from the woods beyond, and I have no reason to doubt your opinion. At some point we are going to need to send men out there to chop down more trees, not only for repairs, but for firewood.
A work detail and a large guard detail for pickets, and hopefully reinforcements by that time.
I'm starting to think that Captain Campbell may have been right.
About what?
I asked General Amherst for 50 men.
Only 50?
And Captain Campbell said I should ask for 100. I doubt he will send that many, but I see now that I should ask.
Captain Campbell is being conservative. I'd ask for 300.
I could do that, too. I'll still be lucky if he sends a platoon of 25.
Now, you know what you're going to say.
I know what I'm going to say. I just need to figure out how I'm going to say it.
With sincerity.
Sincerity. Miss, I just don't know about this.
Think of it as using your female wiles to get customers to stay an extra hour, so as to buy another 3 drinks. That's all it is.
Well, there's a bit more to it than that, love.
After you pass 35, there's a bit more to it. But before that time, it's a walk in the country. Trust me, I've been on both the before and after side of things.
Ladies, are you almost moved in?
Sergeant Rook, what a nice surprise. Yes, we've all moved into the new tavern room.
I heard the bad news.
What bad news?
Micaiah told me how the heathens took all the liquor and ale.
Yes, they did.
That's a spot of bad luck.
It is.
Gertie, you remember this. Back home in England, they had the Sale of Spirits Act of 1750.
And what was that all about?
It enacted in order to reduce the consumption of spirits, a popular pastime that was regarded as one of the primary causes of crime in London.
And was it?
Of course, that wasn't the reason. By prohibiting gin distillers from selling to unlicensed merchants and increasing fees charged to merchants, it eliminated small gin shops, thereby restricting the distribution of gin to larger distillers and retailers.
And what happened?
Oh, the tax went down after a few years, but not before many people, including my own father, adapted and got innovative.
How so?
He made his own.
Made his own?
Not so loud, please.
Made his own.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Do I still need to show my wiles to Captain Taylor?
Yes. But at least now I have an alternative plan.
Private Haywood. Haywood?
Oh, to God a widow. I didn't hear you.
You're not usually assigned to the Demi-Lune. Your post is normally at the Southwest Bastion.
I'm not on duty. Not until dusk. I should have heard you walking across the bridge from the main wall.
You were obviously lost in thought.
I was. The wood line ahead. When I leave the tunnel and circle around the fort, I'll need to hug the shoreline before I climb the hill to reach those trees. It must be an additional 2 miles.
At least.
I think my chances are better just leaving from here, over the wall.
The moon is full tonight. You will be easily spotted.
What if Colonel Martin created a diversion? Fired some guns, sporadic musket fall from the South Bastion?
It will divert the Huron who are watching the South Bastion. Those watching the North will not deviate their eyes from these walls. You know that when you create a diversion, it is for a reason. I'm sorry to say, that secret tunnel is your best chance for escaping the fort undetected.
Right. The lake? Wouldn't it be better to take the lake to Crown Point? It's just as direct. More so, I think.
The Colonel thinks otherwise. Captain Taylor tried to convince him. The lake narrows considerably at Stony Cove. You would easily be in musket range.
I'll be in musket range on land, too.
Yes, but moving, as will be the Huron should you be followed. You will have a better chance for escaping.
But if Captain Taylor tried to convince the Colonel, then it's still a good way, isn't it? Despite the narrows.
Not if you are alone, and the Colonel will not let us go with you. Are you getting nervous, Private Haywood?
I'm not going to lie to you and say no.
It is good to be nervous.
Is it? Why?
If you are nervous, you will see and hear everything. And when you are running from Ticonderoga to Crown Point, you must notice everything.
Come in.
Hello.
Miss Lovetwistle. Hello.
I don't mean to bother you, love.
No bother.
Blood and hounds, this is a nice room. And you've got a fireplace that you don't have to share.
What can I do for you, Miss Lovetwistle?
Oh, Gertie, please. I don't see much reason for formalities on the frontier. Do you?
I do. Losing our manners, regard, and respect for one another will be the beginning of the decline of civility.
Oh, a philosopher.
Not really.
I'm not philosophical. I'm just stating the obvious.
I suppose you should have a nice large room, considering all the time you spend on the trail. I mean, love, you're not here a lot, are you? You're always out in the wilderness and the other places.
That's true. These days, though, looks like I'll be staying at Ticonderoga, maybe doing some scouting, but nearby.
Nearby?
That's right.
As in, Albany nearby?
Albany?
I heard a rumor. Mind you, I don't remember where I heard it from, but it was a rumor that the Indians were going to be, patrolling the Albany-Ticonderoga Road.
What exactly is the Albany-Ticonderoga Road?
The road from here to Albany. What else would they call it?
It's a partial road and then a trail that you can easily get lost on if you don't know where you're going.
Oh.
Indian patrols, huh?
I think that it might be a good thing if you were to scout the Albany Ticon, the road and the trail, to make certain it's free of Indians.
All the way to Albany?
Well, yes.
And then, while I was there, I could load up some kegs of rum and ale in a small cart and make my way back to Ticonderoga, is that it?
Well, I never said that. How did you know that?
It's no secret that the ale and rum were destroyed and the new supply wagon isn't due in for another month. Also, the only ones at this fort who would know the Hurons were on the road from here to Albany would be my scouts, and they would have reported the information to me first, and I would have remembered such a message. Am I right?
Father?
Adam?
Might I have a word?
Of course.
Can you read French?
No, I can't. Why?
I found this message in the rubble of the powder magazine. It's written in French, and I was wondering what it said.
I read French.
Do you? Would you mind reading it?
Of course, love. Let me see.
What does it say?
Comme convenu, nous avons livré les deux prisonniers balancés à nos frères Durand. Ils sont de noblesse anglaise.
What does it say in English?
As agreed, we delivered two white prisoners to our brothers Huron. They have English nobility.
Prisoners? English nobility? Oh, no. I wonder who they were.
Is there a date?
21 Juin, 1759.
Almost 3 months ago.
Do you think they're still alive?
I don't know.
Thank you, Gertie.
You're welcome, dearie. Now, if you don't mind, I was leaving in a huff. Good day, Captain Taylor.
Why did she leave in a huff?
I'm sure I don't know.
Any last-minute advice you can think of, Captain?
No. Just that once you're out of that tunnel, you need to keep moving as quietly as you can until you're at least 2 miles beyond the fort. And be sure to keep inland at 6 miles out. The Huron will have lookouts at the Narrows of Champlain.
Yes, sir.
Private Haywood?
Sir.
As you were, please repeat the message to me that you are to deliver to General Amherst.
I am to tell him that...
Wait. You're memorizing it? You're not carrying a message on paper?
No. If he is stopped by the Huron, I don't want them to know how many men I am requesting. They will know our numbers are weak.
They already know that.
If they capture him, they'll torture him to get the information.
That's a risk we all take as soldiers.
We?
I have taken risks in my day.
I'm sure you have. No disrespect, Colonel.
Untaken, Captain.
Don't worry about the torture, Captain. They won't catch me.
It's time to go.
Good luck, Private. Into the tunnel.
You will come out at the shoreline to the lake. Circle along the south side of the fort.
Be careful, Haywood.
I will, sir.
And now we wait. Good evening, gentlemen.
Ach, he'll get through. I just wish I had some knock-down rum so I could kick the King's English to make the night pass faster.
Did we miss him?
He just left.
We just wanted to wish him luck.
He knows you wished him luck, laddie. We all did.
Adam has something that might help you pass the time tonight, Carlton. Something to contemplate.
What?
A note he found in the ruins of the powder magazine.
I have it here. I couldn't believe it when he told me what it said.
Comme convenu, nous avons... I cannae make heads nor tails out of this French parley-boo.
It says, as agreed, we delivered 2 white prisoners to our brothers Huron. They have English nobility.
What?
Dated June 21st.
You don't say.
English nobility.
Any idea who the note might be talking about?
No.
Maybe an officer who is a lord or a duke.
Maybe. But I wouldn't know.
Listen. Southwest Bastion.
Corporal of the Guard, Southwest Bastion!
Are they attacking?
I can't see anything.
What is it? What's going on?
There, down by the shoreline.
It looks like...
They've got him! They got Haywood!
The heathens!
They're not killing him.
They are bringing him to their camp. There he will be tortured.
Merciful heaven, what have I done?
You did what you had to, Colonel.
But you said he shouldn't go alone. I didn't listen. I should have.
Hindsight, Colonel. Don't give it another thought.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to get Private Haywood back, if it's at all possible. Let's go to Gatawitta. We'll go out through the tunnel. They won't be watching it now that they've got a prisoner.
Father, be careful.
I will. Always am. Let's go to Gatawitta.
Do you think you can?
Hope for the best and expect the worst. I can't promise any more than that.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bess Caswell, Shayna Dirick as Gertie, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, Alex Barman as Private Haywood, and Andrew Monroe as Micaiah Caswell. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the air, this is David Ault speaking.
The American Colonies, 1759. England is at war with France. Fighting in the dark forests of New York is furious and bloody as the Huron and Abenaki warriors have allied themselves with the French. The English now hold the fort that overlooks Lake Champlain, where it joins with Lake George. Control of this strategic narrow water passage means control of the North and South Water Highway. The fort is named for the peninsula it stands on. Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. The starring players.
This is Jerry Robbins.
J.T. Turner.
Joseph Zamparelli.
And this is Dashiell Evatt.
Ticonderoga. The exciting adventure set during the French and Indian War. It stars Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor. J.T. Turner is Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Tonight's episode, The Huron Trail. Thank you.
We are at least 2 miles from the fort. We've not seen any sign of the Huron. Nothing.
They haven't left anyone to watch the fort. Hold up. Crickets are still chirping. There's no one here. They've gone far.
I agree.
If they're going to torture him, why wouldn't they do it near the fort so we could hear?
They fear we would attack.
Which means they may not know how small the garrison is after all.
That could be.
Can't even pick up a trail in this darkness.
We will have to take our best guess. He will be dead by morning if we do not find him.
We may all be dead by morning. No matter what, we're going to be significantly outnumbered.
A challenge.
Right.
What is your best guess?
The clearing near the brook, just short of the narrows.
They can build a fire in the clearing.
That's what I'm thinking. Even if we can rescue him, it'll be a long way back to the fort with all the Huron on us. And we don't know what kind of condition he'll be in.
If he's unable to run, then we must leave him.
Let's head for the clearing.
Black as pitch out there. I can barely see the trees.
The clouds are getting heavy. Feels like rain.
Aye, laddie. But that's nothing to worry about, you know that. In fact, the rain may actually help cover their escape.
They've been gone a long time. Sergeant?
Over an hour, sir.
Captain, you have a bit more experience fighting the Huron than I. Is this unusual?
Unusual?
Yes. If they had been captured, would we have heard them?
Most likely, yes, Colonel.
So the chances are that they have not been captured?
That would be my thinking, sir.
Yes. I'll be in my quarters. Sergeant, see to it that I am notified as soon as the situation changes.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen.
Sergeant Rook, would you be so kind as to double our lookouts, at least till sunrise?
Yes, sir.
Captain Campbell?
Aye.
If they are going further away from the fort, when they rescue Private Haywood, they'll have a long run back here, with the Huron chasing him.
Aye, that they will.
Unless...
What?
Would you want to risk losing your commission?
What? Again?
Bess, there is so much work to be done in this room.
Tavern. From now on, it's a tavern.
Tavern. It will take weeks.
Well, we have plenty of time, seeing as how we are not going anywhere. Let it go with Captain Taylor. Captain Taylor. You asked him about scouting out towards Albany, didn't you?
In a manner of speaking.
What does that mean?
It means he knew just what I was getting at before I finished getting at it.
Oh.
I did the best I could.
Hard cider.
What?
We can make hard cider.
How do we do that?
We get apples, press them into a cider, close them in a pot, and let the wild yeast that occurs naturally in apples ferment the juice into alcohol.
As easy as that?
The fermenting takes a long time, but it might still be faster than delivery wagons from Albany. If we don't get a delivery before the first snowfall, we may be out of business for the entire winter.
Are there apples around here?
Not in the fort.
Oh, dear.
We are getting close to the clearing. If that is indeed where they went, we shall know soon.
Let's hope it's where they went. Otherwise, we'll be too late.
Too late to die?
What do you mean?
I do not think we will be able to save him. They are many. We are only two.
Yes, that's true. But the situation may present other unknown possibilities.
Such as?
I don't know yet. They're unknown. If there's another way to get him out of there, we'll do it.
There is another possibility.
I'm all ears.
We leave him.
What?
We leave him and move on to Crown Point for the reinforcements.
Not even try?
I do not say this without having thought it through. I do not feel we can save him. If the Huron get him to talk and see how weak the garrison actually is, they will attack from all sides and easily overrun us. We need reinforcements. At the moment, we alone have a chance to reach Crown Point.
Your opinion is noted.
But you will attempt a rescue anyway.
Yes.
That is foolish.
Maybe so. But I can't pass on by knowing that I'm leaving Haywood to torture. I'd find it very difficult living with myself.
The war has seen many casualties. This would only be one among many.
But one, nevertheless. Now, if you're scared, that's another story, and one that I will understand.
Lead on.
The clearing.
Are you developing a plan?
Nothing's coming to me.
Just ahead.
Now!
There he is.
Well, he's still alive.
Not for long. They're heating that knife. When it is red hot, they will take out his eyes so he will be blind in the spirit world. That is Gayandot, a powerful medicine man, and he hates the white man.
Tell us your message to the white general at Crown Point.
I told you that there wasn't a message. I didn't have a message.
Why are you running from the fort?
I was deserting.
Deserting to Crown Point?
I was going to cross the Narrows into Vermont.
You lie.
What difference does it make? You're going to kill me no matter what I say or don't say.
That is true.
This is it. They're going to remove his eyes.
I was hoping for some time to figure something out. You're ready to toss me your musket and reload mine, which I'll be tossing to you.
And then what?
Hope for the best. Here we go.
Greetings.
You are a Higa.
I am a Higa. Gayandot, let this man go.
This man must die.
Why?
I want him to.
Very well. Proceed.
Captain.
But as soon as you do, as soon as the knife touches him, I'll lodge a musket ball into your skull, and you won't live long enough to hear him scream. So you just take a moment and contemplate if it's worth it.
Ahiga, friend of Miyakoda, you are brave as well as foolish. You will die because of this red coat.
I think you're the one we're talking about dying, Gayandot. Cut him loose. And let us return to the fort under the protection of Chief Miyakoda.
You can go, Ahiga. The Red Coat and Dagadawida will die.
That's not to my liking, Gayandot. I am going to count to five. If the Red Coat is not cut free, by the time I say five, I am going to drop you where you stand. Guaranteed. One. Two. Three. Four.
Free him.
Over here, Private Haywood.
Catch.
Dagata, would I take him?
What about...
Hurry.
Just you and me, Gayandot.
And 50 warriors.
I don't count them. I can't kill all of them. You're the only one I can promise we'll never see another sunrise. Now you stay where you are and order the others back off into the woods, 50 paces. I'm not the most patient man.
Anahu Ishtindi.
Convince them, Gayandot.
Anahu Ishtindi.
Walk towards me, Gayandot. Let's go.
Where?
A little walk till we're out of sight from this clearing. Then I'll let you go. Move. They waited longer than I thought they would. Gayandot, I'm sorry to have to do this.
Taylor, over here.
This way. Are you all right?
Yes, but they're right behind me.
I think we should skirt the shoreline.
Why?
If they catch up,
which they will, we may have a better chance of getting away by jumping into Lake Champlain.
How far to the shore?
Not far.
Good.
Not much further.
Father, this way.
Captain Taylor, here.
Adam?
Hurry and get into the canoe. We've no time to lose.
You crazy Scot.
You're happy to see me and you know it. Gather with her, give us a show.
Adam, you and Hayward start rowing. Head for the center of the lake.
Here they come.
Take them.
Heathens!
We're almost out of their range.
Yes, but they will follow on the shoreline till we reach the fort.
Do we get in through the secret tunnel?
What can I do that, laddie? Once the Hurons see us go in there, it won't be much... Excuse me. ...of a secret anymore, now would it?
We'll never go faster than they can run. We won't stand a chance of getting back into the fort.
Oh, sometimes you gotta have a little faith, Heywood.
Yes, sir.
Why, just an hour ago, you were all but a dead man. Now look at you, rowing a canoe on this beautiful lake.
You make it sound so pleasant.
Aye.
We're out of range. Adam, let me take over rowing.
Yes, sir.
Here, Private, I'll take your oar.
Sir, I couldn't.
Why not?
You're a captain, sir. It wouldn't be right.
Ah, give me the paddle and shut your gob.
It is very quiet over there.
It is.
We must be hard to see out here.
No, I don't think they would give up.
Still, it is very quiet.
Look! You can see the fort.
Still about a mile away.
Aye, but a welcome sight nonetheless.
What do you think, Tegarawida?
I've been watching the shoreline. I've seen nothing, but I know they are in there.
If we're not going to the tunnel, then the best place to put ashore is just up ahead. Any further, we're closer to the fort, but we'll have a very steep cliff to climb. Almost impossible to climb. If the Huron are waiting to attack, we wouldn't stand a chance. Best put ashore up yonder there. If we have to fight our way back, at least we'll be on even ground.
You're right on all counts. Tegarawida, let's make for the shore.
Everyone primed and loaded?
I don't have a musket, sir.
Ugh, I brought one for you and I forgot all about it. Here, on the floor with mine. Check the prime. I loaded it at the fort, but it may have lost some since then.
Here we go. Hang on, I'll pull it in.
Taylor, I heard it.
You better hurry.
Lead on, Macduff.
Keep walking.
They're here!
Run! Make for the fort!
They're gaining on us!
Keep running!
That's the colonel and the entire company.
Make ready. Everyone down. Present. Fire.
Let's go.
Private! Move!
Good evening, Captain Taylor. Very happy to see everyone is safe.
Colonel.
Sergeant, if you would.
Make ready. Present. Fire. Private Lowe.
Sergeant, we shall retire whilst firing, in order.
Sir, company, right about, face! Quick, march! Halt! Right about, face! Make ready!
watch! Halt! Right about face!
Good. The guns are on them. Sergeant, continue to withdraw. In order.
I know they need a lot more time, but see if they taste anything like hard cider to you yet.
Honestly, love, it's impossible. It's only been overnight, and you only have 5 apples in there, or what's left of them.
That's all I had. There's an orchard near the sawmill about 2 miles from here.
And that, love, is too dangerous.
Dangerous? Ridiculous. The Huron are in Canada now.
You heard the muskets and the cannon last night. Captain Taylor brought everyone in safe. How can you be thinking of hard cider at a time like this?
Because unless we get this business up and running, we won't be able to pay the tax on our license and they will throw us out.
They will not.
In the middle of winter.
They would never do that.
And the snow is just around the corner with winter behind it. So how does it taste?
Bitter. Very, very bitter.
It needs more time.
It does indeed.
I don't think we can go to the orchard by the sawmill today.
Why not? It's a perfect time. The Indians tacked last night. Then they left.
They didn't leave. Lookouts have seen flashes in the woods. From musket barrels, most likely.
I'm afraid the apple picking will need to wait, dearie.
Micaiah?
Yes?
Try this.
Captain Campbell.
Sir?
I'm awaiting your explanation.
My explanation. Well, sir, you see, it's like this.
Yes?
Well, I got to thinking that, Captain Taylor is no spring chicken, you know, sir, to coin a phrase. So I thought
it
that...
It was my idea, sir.
Your idea?
I just had a feeling that there was going to be trouble. I asked Captain Campbell to go with me. I thought that the canoe would be needed.
And how did you know this?
Oh, he's learned a lot from the spring chicken. I mean, Captain Taylor.
That's true, sir. Please don't punish Captain Campbell, sir. He was only trying to help, and it was my idea.
Captain Campbell obeys orders, Master Taylor. Not ideas or feelings. At least, he did until last night. Private Haywood.
Sir.
Did you give them any information? Is there anything we should know? Are they aware of just how weak we actually are?
No, sir.
You're certain?
I told them I was a deserter, sir, and that I had no information.
I can vouch for that, Colonel. Degada Witter and me heard him say it, just before we made our presence known. Guyandot was going to cut Hayward's eyes out with a red-hot knife, and he stood firm.
Good. That's very good, Private. As a reward, you shall have a week with no sentry posts or other work. Your time is your own. You're a brave man.
Sir, thank you, sir.
May I ask, Colonel, about last night? What prompted you to take an entire company a mile out in front of the fort?
We heard your musket fire. Sounded like it was miles away, but in the proper direction you were expected to be in. After a short time, Sergeant Rook pointed out to me that you would most likely not return by tunnel, since you would probably have the enemy in close pursuit. He also pointed out that you would need to land a mile north, as the land suddenly drops off, and you could not reach us from the shore. I thought it prudent to take a company out to cover your return to the fort after a running fight of 6 miles.
I, for one, am glad you did.
Problem still remains. We have not reached Crown Point.
I'll go.
No!
I'll be able to get through. I should have done it in the first place. Nothing against you, Hayward.
You can leave tonight at dusk.
I'm going to leave right now.
Now?
Out of your daft!
I'm going out the tunnel and hug the shore to the south. I'll follow the Lachute River, then cut across inland. I can make it.
Very good.
Good morning.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Whittling.
What is it going to be?
Nothing. Just whittling. Why didn't you ask me to go with you and Captain Campbell last night?
Why?
I could have helped. Not to mention, I am older than you are.
It wasn't about age, Micaiah. It was about space. If you came along, we would have needed 2 canoes. There was barely enough room for the 5 of us.
I could have gone and you could have stayed behind.
I'm 15.
I told you it wasn't about age. Captain Campbell and I have fought Indians before, and...
That's another thing. You keep saying you fought them before. You didn't fight them. You were standing behind Captain Taylor, and he fought them.
That is not true. When he comes back from Crown Point, he'll tell you himself.
Have you killed a Huron?
Yes.
You have not.
I don't have to prove myself to you. What have you ever done that justifies your talking to me this way? You're no better than a tavern boy.
Oh, yeah?
What's all this? Here, that's enough! This is a military parade ground, not a schoolyard for ruffians. Now, what was this about?
He called me a tavern boy.
Well, that's what you are, ain't it?
Yes, but it's the way he said it.
Master Taylor here helped save the others last night. You should be thanking him instead of fighting him.
He's angry because we didn't ask him to go with us. And I'm angry because he said I never killed a Huron.
Indeed he has. I've heard all the stories from Captain Taylor. This young man is a hero and deserves your respect.
A hero? Well, if that doesn't just make my summer.
Well, now. Looks like we got that all straightened, huh?
Oh, yes, Sergeant. Remarkably so.
Go on. Just a sip. Tell me what you think.
It looks very bad.
It's fermenting.
And they were apples?
Of course they were apples. This is how you make hard cider. Now go on, take a sip. Does it taste like fire water?
It tastes like old apples.
What did you know? Give me that ladle. Old apples. This is going to be alcohol. This will be just what the soldiers need after a long day of repairing the fort.
If you say so.
Don't you be condescending with me, Degadawitta. Making hard cider is a skill. It takes weeks to ferment.
How long has this been fermenting?
7 hours.
I shall sample it again in 9 weeks.
Nine? Is that how long it takes?
At least.
How would you know?
Because I have made it many times in the past, when I was at Fort Edwards.
You did? Well, now... Pull up a chair and let's have a little chat. I'd like to pick your brains about making hard cider.
I cannot.
But why?
I have something important to do.
No, no, you can't. And it's not that important. It can't be.
Yes, it is.
I'll cut you in on the business if you help me. Well, I'll cut you in on the sale of the hard cider. What do you say?
No.
But why? What are you going to do that's more important than helping a lady out in her time of need?
Sleep.
Sleep? I need help, and you are going to be sleeping?
Yes, I've been awake since sunrise.
So was I.
I have been awake since sunrise the day before yesterday.
And I... What? Day before yesterday?
Yes. And with that, I will bid you a good day.
He made hard cider? Who would have thought it?
Miss Love Twistle, the Demi-Loon is not the safest place to be right now.
Why is it called a Demi-Loon?
It's just an outwork resembling one of our bastions with a crescent-shaped gorge, and it connects to the fort with the wooden bridge over the trenches below.
Why is it not safe?
Just put you closer to the enemy. They would have a bonny hard time of trying to climb the walls, but a Huron could hit you with a long rifle while still being concealed in those trees over yonder.
Oh.
If you hear the crack of a musket, then duck. It will take the ball a moment to hit you.
Ah, duck!
That doesn't sound...
Watch your flank! Watch your flank!
That's Taylor and the reinforcements!
What?
Corporal of the Guard! Fire! It's Taylor returning with the reinforcements. They're coming straight for us. Get a detail at the sally port.
Captain Campbell, is it Taylor?
Aye.
Get 2 platoons and take them to cover's approach.
Aye.
There's the fort. Just a little ways more, Lieutenant.
Let's put this. My God, keep your distance.
Keep covering, man. Look, there's a company coming up from the fort. We've made it!
Taylor! Taylor! You made it!
Aye. Just a few Huron. Been harassing us for 6 miles, but not engaging. I don't think there's as many as we thought there might be.
Well, thank goodness for that, should it be true.
Captain Campbell, meet Lieutenant Klein.
Lieutenant, welcome to Fort Ticonderoga.
You've been listening to Ticonderoga, starring Jerry Robbins as Captain William Taylor, J.T. Turner as Degadawida, Joseph Zamparelli as Captain Carlton Campbell, and Dashiell Evatt as Adam Taylor. Co-starring were Colin Budzina as Colonel Martin, Cynthia Pape as Bess Caswell, Robin Gabrielli as Sergeant Rook, Alex Barman as Private Hayward and Lieutenant Line, and Andrew Monroe as Micaiah Caswell. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Jerry Robbins and produced by Seth Adam Scher. Executive producer was Mark van der Berg, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. For the Colonial Radio Theatre on the air, this is David Ault speaking.
This has been a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.